Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Big deals.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
The road to the sectional championship starts now, and your home for tournament action is AM 1570, 96.9 WILO, and Boone 102.7. Coverage begins this Wednesday at 4:45 with a softball doubleheader as Clinton Central takes on Bethesda Christian, followed by Carroll versus the winner of Clinton Prairie and Frontier. Then on Friday at 4:45 p.m., the guys take the field as Rossville kicks off a baseball doubleheader against Bethesda Christian. Then it's the winner of the Carroll-Clinton Central game battling the winner of the Clinton Prairie Frontier matchup, with reports coming in from the girls' sectional championship. From clutch hits and strikeouts to dramatic finishes and championship dreams, we'll bring you every exciting moment from sectional tournament play. Join us for live coverage of high school boys' baseball and girls' softball sectionals on AM 1570, 96.9 WILO, and Boone 102.7. Your home for local sports, brought to you by The Farmers Bank, Collisions Unlimited, Milner Community Healthcare, Wampler Services Incorporated, and Home National Bank.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, presented by Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, thanks to Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Avery Home Store, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. If you have a leak today, you'll know after this rain shower. You might want to give them a call. Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware, and Industrial Supply. Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Defense Center.
In-house right now, you can see him on the screen. We have Matt Stidham, who is the Frankfort Fire Chief for the city of Frankfort here.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. You said you went to the race?
Yes, I did. I was very fortunate. I got to go to the race and watch it.
Where were your seats?
We were close to the start-finish line.
Nice. And very exciting then.
Yes, it was very exciting.
Oh, and you did stay till the end to see that, right? Okay,
yep.
I don't blame you.
Sure did. We stayed till the end, so it was great. We had a great time.
Yeah, it looked like it was a really good race.
Yes.
Speaking of races, so how the station? It looks like it's coming along.
The race is on to get the station built, right?
Right. But it does. It looks like it's coming along very well.
It is coming along. Currently, we have, I don't even want to say it out loud too much, but currently things are going pretty well.
Let's not jinx it, right?
No delays as of right now. We're still expected for the end of September of this year.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, it is actually. But it looks great. It looks like they've made some major progress on
that
thing. They
have. And we've been out there so often. I mean, I go out there at least every week, if not, you know, a couple times. And, you know, my crews go out there or my deputy chiefs go out there. And I'm telling you, the building's just, it's amazing to see. It's huge.
You know, when we built the last building, I thought it was really cool and it had everything we thought it needed at the time.
Yeah.
What's different in the old building on Clay Street versus what's coming now?
So we've really designed this, one, to grow. So that's kind of the big part. But the actual other big part is for the health of the firefighters. And that was one of the big things that we wanted. So currently, you know, you stop at fire headquarters right now, you'll see all the turnout gears in the truck room. Well, you know, now with all the studies going on, the carcinogens that come off that and the off-gassing on those materials, I mean, it's bad for our health. And that's one of the biggest things that we wanted, or that I wanted when we designed this was, you know, let's make sure that we make this now a healthy station for firefighters as we move forward. One of the things is we'll have a negative pressure gear room, so their gear will be stored in a room that environment won't be mixed with the environment that they're going to be living in. So that's one of the really big things for us. We have our gear washers for our fire gear that's attached to that side of the building, and they can just walk right in there and take care of it. And then downstairs, we also have, like, on the other side of the wall, like a hazmat room. So if they go on a call and they get blood on them, instead of going upstairs to their showers, instead of going into their living quarters, they'll be able to get a truck, walk right into that room, and they'll be able to take a shower. They'll be able to put their clothes in their washer down there. So we really, really did design this, one, to grow, but two, because of looking at the health and safety of the firefighters that are going to be coming way after I'm gone.
Sure. Did we learn a lot of that after 911?
Well,
I mean, were some of those studies already in place, or was that kind of a catalyst?
Personally, I think that in the last 15 years, it's really came more forefront. I think we've known about it. I mean, kind of like with mental health. I mean, we've kind of known about all these things, you know, as we've been in the career. But it really started being pushed, I think, a lot more, probably 15, you know, maybe 20 years ago. But 20 years ago for the city of Frankfort, we probably never even thought of that. But I mean, and still today, I mean, we just don't have those capabilities to secure those, you know, that environment for us.
Well, and talk about some of the carcinogens, like you're talking about, that the fire gear can retain.
Sure.
You know, because I think a lot of people that aren't familiar with the fire service and the gear and what it's made out of and all that would understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, so a lot of the soot and the hydrocarbons that, you know, we deal with, those get into our gear, and those, and even with washing it, sometimes you still have some of that off gassing that's going to take place. So one of the things that we really look at is, you know, we want you to come back from a call if you have to use it and wash it because of all those carcinogens. And people always say, you know, well, back in the 60s, you know, back in the 70s, you know, they didn't wear air masks, they just went in without them. And that's true, but the materials were developed a lot differently back then. If you look at old homes, and that's one of the things that comes about, you know, the carcinogens. You look at the old homes, and they were wood-structured homes. Mm-hmm. I mean, solid wood-structured homes. Now everything's compressed, and it's made with glues and polymers to hold them together. Well, those chemicals now will release in a fire. One, can cause them to burn faster. Not always, but can. And then those, all of that stuff gets in that gear, and it just, those microfibers kind of hold it in, and it has become very apparent about the dangers. One of the biggest things that we actually just had a class on last month, and we talked about was how we store our gear. Obviously, we can't do anything in our other three stations because we don't have that capabilities. But one of the things is what's rising right now is groin cancer and throat cancer in firefighters. And they've determined that the reason for that is when you take your gear off, if you've ever seen guys with their bunker gears, they just pull them straight down, and then they take the hood and they lay it in the middle of their pants for the next call. And so what they're finding is that off-gassing and those chemicals now are getting into the, you know, the areas of the pants – and also for the throat because it's exposed because of that material. And so they're really finding a lot of that types of cancers.
Wow.
And so, mm-hmm. you know, for us, it was so, I mean, just, I can't overstate the fact that that health is what's going to be important for the future. You know, and hopefully at some point we can work with the city to help work on some other goals that there are other stations to help with.
Well, on the other side of it too, is you can't wash your gear just as soon as you get back because you don't have another set.
And that's something that we're running into this year into next year. We're really looking at the fact that we only have one set of gear that's going to be compliant. Some of the gear that we have now that they have as backups, they're still compliant, but they're usually only going to be, not usually, but they're probably only going to be compliant until the end of this year. And then after that, they're really not going to have compliant gear. So, you know, I've talked to the mayor about a lot of these issues over the time, and we're really kind of going to work on a possibility of how we can maybe start replenishing those. So our capital improvement plans that I do at the city, I have it in there every 5 years that we try to replace the fire gear. And that's very expensive. I mean, that's a huge, you know, expense to the city to have to put out.
What's it cost now for a set of gear? Just I'm saying just pants, jacket, gloves, hood.
That is going to cost you right now. My latest gear that I've been buying is about $4,000 to $5,000.
That's what I was going to say.
Wow. Frankfort Fire Chief Matt Stidham is our guest on Party Line today.
I thought it had doubled because it was $2,000 when I got mine. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive, and you know it's hard to think about, you know, what happens when gear gets ripped.
Yeah.
Now they may not have any, so then we're trying to figure out, you know, how to replace it. And right now, if you buy a set of gear, I will tell you it's probably 3 months before you can even get a new set. So it takes a long time. And you know, I think that's one of the things that my role with the, you know, our city council even is that I just need to educate them on why these things are so important. You know, a lot of times I understand it's a very expensive a purchase, but you're probably talking, you know, $180,000 it's going to cost just to replace fire gear.
Wow.
Yeah,
and I know we have this beautiful fire truck across the road from the,
yes.
the radio station here. You've had a chance now to have it in action, and it's been in service here a little bit. Is it going well, or is it performing the way you want it to perform? Is there anything you wish now you would have gotten that you didn't? Is there anything you're like, we probably need to ask about that? Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so, you know, do I have any regrets with it? Absolutely not. I think it's a great truck. Everybody who's operated the truck just absolutely loves it. If you read anything that, you know, I think you guys have put out as well, I've talked to a lot of retirees. I can't speak from maybe 1950s and lower, but this may be the first fire truck that's been purchased for that station. They've always been the hand-me-down station.
Yeah.
So those guys were so excited, one. And then if you was there that day, you've probably seen, we had a lot of the old retirees show up because it was kind of really a neat environment for them.
Yeah.
And doing that blessing of the truck was,
was fantastic.
It was great. And the community who came out and really just, you know, wanted to be over there, wanted to help wash the truck, wanted to help push it in. It was just, it was a monumental time for me as a fire chief to see those kind of activities from the community and our retirees.
Do we have more trucks on the way for the new station?
We do. We have a Quint. And so if anybody's listening, just make sure everybody knows, you're also going to hear people call it a ladder truck because it is going to have a ladder on it. But we call it a Quint. And the reason we chose that Quint is based on where Station 4 is. There's going to be a lot of rural area out there that they're going to have to go on calls with. And with that being said, if you look at our current ladder truck, it's a dual axle truck, hard to get up and down county roads. This will be a single axle. So it's going to be kind of like a fire truck, but it's going to have the telescopic ladder on it, which is going to be 102 foot, which is larger than what we have now. So we kind of really wanted to put that process together that says, you know, what needs do we need have? How do we come and meet those goals? And the Quint was kind of the best option. And the real reason for that is because of their wheelbase, being able to get up and down county roads safely. If you ever have been in our ladder truck or, you know, been in the parade route, you will know how much it leans and how it drags. And if you could imagine being on a gravel road and having that drag, it would pull you down the ditch and we can have accidents. So we put a lot of thought into it, and that was where we had landed on, is make sure we get a Quint.
How many gallon capacity is that? Because it does carry some water.
Yeah, I believe this one's a 750 gallon.
So that's still pretty good size then.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good size tank that's on there. I'd have to look back for sure, because sometimes those change as we go through the specs. But I'm pretty sure it's a 750 gallon tank that's going to be on that truck.
Yeah, you really do have to serve an interesting area here, because unlike somebody that just serves maybe in a big city where everything is paved and everything are structures, I mean, we've got fields here, we've got factories here, we've got a downtown area here. So you guys really have to be able to encompass kind of a little bit of everything.
Absolutely. One thing I'd like to add, because I think you brought up a good point when you said fields. I think some new good news. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but
are you going to get it?
We are getting a new grass truck.
It's about time.
Yes. So most likely, I'm probably going to have to go do the inspection next week, and I would expect to have this in the next 10 days or so.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
That's
quicker than you guys were anticipating.
It is a lot quicker, but I definitely want to make sure that the community knows that this was a Center Township purchase.
Yeah.
Center Township, they contract with us, and they're, Center Township's wonderful. I mean, Jamie does a wonderful job. She's really got our needs and the needs of the community, first and foremost. And they approached me, and we had talked about maybe purchasing a new tanker, just because ours are old. I mean, we got a 98 and, now I'm going to go blank. I want to say around a 2004 tanker. So they're getting older. And so as we got to talking about it, her board had asked, well, how old is our current grass truck? I said, well, 1991. Mm-hmm. And they said, maybe we should replace that first. So I've got some good pictures. They sent me the graphics yesterday. Basically the truck's done. They wanted me to come out this Friday, but I have some other obligations that I'm going to be out of town for. So I'm going to make some arrangements to maybe head down to Mississippi.
I was going to ask you, where did you guys get this one built?
Yeah, Deep South.
Okay.
Deep South Fire Trucks is who we went with. Kirkland had purchased one off of them. Rossville now has a vehicle from them. I think Colfax has an older vehicle that was designed by them. And so we was excited to partner with them and go down there. And I, like I said, I'm hoping 10 days, maybe 14 at the most, the truck will be here. And then I would say probably look towards third week of June, maybe we're going to do a celebration, because I think it's important for the public to see what equipment we have.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And so this will be up at headquarters. So they'll be able to have a come up to headquarters. They'll be able to see the truck. And then we'll have the whole station open. So they'll be able to walk around, look at everything.
So is this one going to be just strictly a grass rig, or is it going to have a little bit of extra on it in case you need to send it out somewhere else?
It will pretty much just be a grass rig. We call it a grass rig, and I just want to make sure that people in the public know if they, have to understand the fire service, that a lot of times these are called brush trucks.
Yes.
So that I think real technical names are these are brush trucks. Will we have extra equipment on it? Yeah, we'll have extra equipment. The design of this, it's a commercial chassis. It's very large. I mean, it's probably,
like a 450?
550.
Ooh.
So it's even bigger. Very large truck. Actually, will carry 500 gallons now.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be more impressive to us. And so what the best benefit
what's
is,
what's it going to weigh?
Everything inside is a remote control. You could even start the pump from inside the cab. You don't have to get out of the truck.
you take it out to play. I want to
play.
Yeah.
So it's again, but it's a benefit for the firefighters, because now ours, we have to stand on the front. Getting hired 28 years ago almost, I'm like, oh, this is so cool to be on the front. Now it's like, you know how dangerous that is? You're in smoke, you can't see, and what if somebody fell off? You don't think of those things. And so everybody will be encompassed inside the truck now.
Ooh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. What a toy.
So again, just so the public knows, Center Township purchased this. We'll do the ceremony. Definitely want to make sure we give a good shout out to Center Township for all they do for the fire department.
Yeah, and that's amazing, because I know of at least three brush trucks or grass rigs that needed to be replaced, and yours was like yours and Michigan Town, I think, are the two top priorities right now. So, yeah.
So we're very excited. I'm very excited.
I don't blame you. We talked, that's a summer challenge. What other summer challenges do you face this time of the year? And what should we, as you know, citizens, be thinking about and cognizant of?
Honestly, when it comes to this time of year, we look at, you know, you have the spring and falls, and we're always looking at a lot of the, you know, the field fires, grass fires, people burning. That kind of seems to be one of the more apparent things that I've been noticing over the last 45 days is there's a lot of people burning, and we're going on a lot of illegal burns. Those are some of the biggest ones. Other ones are is just, you know, make sure you keep yourself hydrated. You know, that's going to be very important. Make sure your smoke detector batteries are changed. Make sure you check those monthly. Those are going to be some of the most important things I would put out there for the summertime is, you know, be conscious of your surroundings. Make sure you know how to get out of any structure. And it doesn't mean just home. You can usually tell a firefighter when they go into a public place because they're always looking right around like, where's the exits? Where am I going to go? Where does people need to go? And so, you know, does the public do that? Maybe not as much. Yeah. But we want to make sure that people are just, you know, conscious of their surroundings. Make sure they stay hydrated, and please do not be illegal burning in our territory or anywhere.
Yeah. Public service announcement from Matt Stidham, Frankfort Police Chief.
If you do have a burn, like for us out in the county, you can get a brush pile that needs to be burnt. Call it in, for one. For two, don't walk away from it. Stay there so you can keep an eye on it in case, and if it does get away from you, don't hesitate. Don't think you can throw buckets on it and get it put out. Call for the help when you need it.
Now, we do have a question that came in.
Yes.
How many firemen are working with the city right now?
With the city right now, we are at 46 firefighters.
Now, will you hire, or have you hired to go, or are you just going to restructure where everybody's at when 4 is open?
So over the last 4 years now, the city's been working with me, and we've hired 9 personnel for the new station. Now, those personnel are being trained. I've got a couple of them that's in the fire academy in Westfield right now. They'll be there until September. And then what we're looking at is the original plan was we still need some more. And so we need to check and see, you know, how the House and Senate bill is affecting things to see where we're going to be. I've got to work with our council to see what means we may have, but realistically, by the time we get to Quint, we really need to have a minimum of 4 people at that station. Excuse me. And right now it's going to be 3. So when it opens, hopefully October or September, whichever one comes first, we're hoping to be able to get those 3 personnel out there, and then come the Quint time, have that 4 personnel.
All right. We may have a phone call coming in. We will wait for Dason to give us the signal.
While we're waiting on that, I thought it was really cool. You were talking about the retirees coming for the truck dedication and everything. But you guys do something that's really cool at the station.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, it's an annual thing, the retirees luncheon. And you guys recently just had that. Talk about that. And I also wanted to touch on the, you hosted the EMS Memorial. And there is a fire memorial at Juniper Park. And I saw where you guys said that there's going to be one for EMS possibly as well at Juniper Park before it's over with. But you guys hosted all of that. And so talk about
EMS. I'm not sure about. I'll be honest with them. I'm just really not sure what the EMS side is. The retiree thing, it's such an honor for me to just be back with in the room. There's many of them that I've never worked with, but it's just an honor for me. And, you know, I don't know if people really just don't understand, but I've said a lot lately this last 6 months is we would not be where we are at today without every one of those retirees. And it doesn't mean it, you know, one of the people always says, well, you know, I didn't like this, or I didn't like that. It's like, but that didn't matter. What's really important is where we are today versus where we were from 1870. I mean, it took every one of these people to make decisions to get us to where we are. And I'm just lucky enough to be one of those members that, you know, we get to make those decisions to help grow and move the fire department forward. So it's very special to us. And ever since, you know, in my position that I've been in there, I've wanted to make sure that we honor them every single year. because that's important. And they absolutely have a great time. They
come up,
they talk, they hang out. You know, I always try to make sure that we do something for them. I mean, this year I think we did coffee cups. So that way they have something, you know, the fire department logo, the union logo on it. And we just, you know, it's just things we wanted them to be proud and feel welcome to come back anytime.
Yeah, I was looking at the pictures and it was like old home week because it's like, holy moly, I remember 90% of these guys.
Yes.
That I actually worked with.
So. Frankfort Fire Chief Matt Stidham is our guest on Party Line today, and we need to go back a little bit because someone had a question. What constitutes a legal burn versus an illegal burn?
Well, technically right now in the city limits, you're not allowed to burn. When you get out in the county, there is...
So that means no little bonfire in the backyard, that kind of thing?
Bonfires are okay.
Oh, okay.
So there are different specific things, and that was what I was going to say about the county is, mm-hmm. you know, they have legislation that allows them to burn like fence rows and get rid of those things. That's not, there's nothing illegal about that. They can do it as long as the conditions are right.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest conditions is one, obviously it's not dry out. And two, the wind. Those are some of the biggest conditions. You know, in the city of Frankfort, you know, you can have a campfire out back. And I will tell you that we're not out policing that. We're not going to drive by and see a family having a small campfire and cooking some hot dogs. We're not going to bother you. But one of the biggest criteria right now is if someone calls and they have a health condition and they complain that it's bothering them, then we are obligated to put that fire out. The only times we won't be able to is one of the biggest ones is if you're using it for a means to cook. So there's a lot of different specifics, and you know, if you guys want at some point, I can obviously get you some of that information, so that way if you wanted to post it somewhere you could. But honestly, it's actually you know, it's not legal to burn in the city limits.
Okay. Yeah. Learn something new every day.
They do every day.
Yeah. Still, especially,
so somebody else isn't
especially, during, especially during the fall with the leaves and then the spring cleanups, seems like a lot too.
And the public just needs to remember, when it comes to leaves, especially when you're in the city of Frankfort, just get them, rake them out. I mean, you know, we have a great street department. They come around, they pick that up. You know, if you burn those, it causes so much more smoke and it causes so much more people to say, it's getting in my house, because they won't have their windows open sometimes. It gets in their house and it causes problems. So, you know, just be mindful of your neighbors.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else you would like to tell us before we let you off the hook here today?
We could talk for hours, but
we could, yes.
But today, honestly, you know, no, I'm just very proud of our honor guard. And that's one of the things I want to make sure that we mention. If you got to see the memorial service the other day, I mean, this group, I can't even say the words of what I want to say for them. I texted them all yesterday, and I've spoke to a couple of them, and the pride that they took in it, you know, and the honor that they did to our profession was absolutely
amazing.
This is
one of the
amazing few
times I can say that the comments on Facebook were all, how cool, what a great job.
Yeah.
Proud to be an American kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lots of great comments on Facebook.
It's amazing. And I love the fact that you guys brought that back. And, of course, I remember all these guys when they were kids.
Sure.
Yeah, you laugh. You know, I remember when you were a kid. But to see all of them take that responsibility, and they have to practice.
They do.
I mean, that is a major undertaking, and I don't think a lot of people realize just what all goes into that.
No, there's a lot of work, and I know we're running late on time, so I'll try to make it really quick for everybody, but you know, there's a lot of work. You know, we send them to a class. That class, I think the last time they went may have been a week-long class that they have to practice all these drills. And the main reason that I was approached by a couple of the guys who've been in the military, and the main reason we really wanted to bring this into the fire service was because when we have someone pass away, and that even goes along with retirees, we want to do right by them because they gave a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so important to me that, you know, when I had a couple of people approach me about this, you know, Jeremy Payne is one of them, Russell mm-hmm. Sheets, they kind of head that part up right now. But when they came to me, they're like, hey, would you be interested? You know, I thought to myself, logistically, I got to find the money, but I will do whatever I can to make it happen. And boy, did they not run with it. And we have a great group of guys, and I just can't say it again. I'm so, so proud of the job that they do on that honor guard and the amount of time that they do put in to making sure that they represent Frankfort Fire Department and the city of Frankfort and our fire service with that pride, honor, and integrity.
Mm-hmm. Lots of good comments. All right. We appreciate your time today, Frankfort Fire Chief Matt Stidham. And you'll be back hopefully next month, and we can...
You're going to let us know when the truck
gets here. Yeah, we want to know when the truck gets here and all the good details. And
because I want to see this.
I'm excited.
She's geeking out over there,
can you tell?
I love a good grass rig. I mean, I like the big trucks, but I really like a good grass rig. So, he's going to get pictures.
I'll get some pictures out for you.
All right.
We appreciate you listening. Shan will be back tomorrow. A couple of other things really quick we need to make an announcement of. The summer concert series kicks off this Friday night at Prairie Creek Park. Yay! And this one is a Friday night show. It starts at 6:30, as all do. And, of course, all shows are free admission. The beer garden and local vendors will be there as well. And it's Doorway and Back to Mac, Fleetwood Mac tribute band, of course. And so that's happening Friday night. So don't forget to get to the summer concert series kickoff at Prairie Creek Park. A couple of other things. A Strut Your Mutt 5K walk is happening. This is at the Humane Society of Greater Lafayette. This is on Saturday. It's at the John Dennis Wellness Center. They've asked us to let you know about this. The start time is 9 o'clock. If you'd like more details, by all means, let me know. Also coming up this weekend at Indiana Beach on the Ballroom is Sounds of Summers. This is a Beach Boys tribute. This is coming up on Saturday. And don't forget, you can fuel up and make a difference during the month of May. And as we get into June at Good to Go gas station, you can round up for Cram to bring the summer concert to the hot dog festival coming up. So those are the other things that are happening this week we needed to let you know about. And then Monday, I will be broadcasting live with our friends over at Nickel and Rye for the grand opening of the pub and eatery there. And I will be broadcasting 4 to 6, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's 4 to 6, yes. So come and join us for the grand opening of Nickel and Rye. I will say, I got a sneak peek. Have you been in for as the fire chief yet?
No, I have not.
Use your powers. Go check it out.
Yeah.
It's that neat, the transformation is really cool. Yes. So I did get a sneak peek inside, and definitely it's a history lesson in there as well now. But great. It just has that aura that you feel like it should have.
That's awesome.
And it has that. So we will be there broadcasting live with our friends at Nickel and Rye Pub and Eatery coming up Monday from 4 o'clock until 6.
Make sure you tune in tonight, 4:45. For a doubleheader of girls' softball sectional action, Kyle and Sam will be taking the airways here on WILO. This is not on Hoosierland. It will be on the radio as we enter into baseball and softball tournament action. Tonight is girls' softball. Starting at 4:45, they'll be on the air. Please keep an eye on Clinton County Daily News just in case this rain does not move out here like they say it's going to. And we'll keep you up to date as to whether or not there is a rain delay or anything else with that. But we're hoping they can go ahead and get it done.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.